10 days ago, our Connor read his vows to Alexis, and Alexis read hers to Connor. I know it's not a word, but they were sweeting. Ever since, I've been reflecting like a mirror back and forth from sweeting in love and marriage to leading in business and partnership. What I keep thinking is they were reading their mission statements. Yes, it's a cold business term. Even colder, more functional, mission is a military term that completely shapes collective effort. But I like the Latin, mitto mittere, from which the other meanings come. To send forth, and let go. Wouldn't it be awesome if every manager said to their right-hand woman or man, this is my mission statement, my vow to you. This is what I will be and do for you. And how awesome if we said to our key peer, you can count on me to do this and this and this for you. And what if we recommitted after 5 or 10 or 25 years to our life partners? What if we sent ourselves forth again with our spouse as co-parent, co-grandparent, and child to each other's parents, and committed not just to those outside us, but to each other? What would your mission be to your key partners at work and home? As John Gillis, my co-writer, and I were digging for the essential practices of great pairs, John said, there is a commitment, an explicit commitment. It rang so true as it rang true at this wedding. Commitment is huge. I so love that my son and new daughter-in-law and in heart did not utter anyone's vows but their own for each other. This week I'm going to rewrite my mission statement for my bride of 33 years. I will send myself forth and I will let go. I'm also doing this with my key work pairs to lead with my best self.